Well, what we found was that if migraine patients have coexisting asthma, they were about twofold increased likelihood of developing chronic migraine. And chronic migraine occurs in about 1% of the population. It's basically a more severe and refractory form of migraine where patients have about 15 days per month with migraine, of which about 8 of the headache attacks of those 15 or more days resemble migraine. So it's a very disabling form of migraine.
And you draw a few conclusions about this correlation. What do you attribute the correlation to?
Well, there's a number of possibilities. First, about 80% of asthma patients actually have allergies, and it's very possible that allergies could actually be triggering migraine headache in some of these patients. We've done past studies at the University of Cincinnati, and we found that if migraine patients had allergies and they were receiving allergy shots, which kind of blunts the allergic response, that they actually have 50% fewer migraine attacks. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that the asthmatics have an overactive part of the autonomic nervous system called the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's what causes them to actually have shortness of breath when they're exposed to, say an allergen. And it's very possible that that hyperactive branch of the autonomic nervous system may actually cause more frequent headaches. And there's other theories, too. Another theory could be that some of the asthma medications may actually trigger migraines in susceptible patients.
But the basis of your study is that first one, that there's some kind of correlation with asthma that's probably allergy-related?
I would think the most likely explanation would be that that it's probably allergy-related, or the parasympathetic nervous system being overactive is another real strong possibility as well. So I think there's something about an asthma patient that makes migraines become more frequent. So it's a very important finding, because I think a lot of times migraine physicians do not consider these comorbid medical illnesses. So comorbid just means that they occur along with migraine, and they can actually modulate migraine as well.
So how does this affect treatments, possibly?
I think there's a couple of ways it could affect treatment. One would be that if you have a migraine patient that has coexisting asthma, you might realize that they have a much greater likelihood of going on and developing more frequent headaches. So therefore, you may want to start a preventative medication on them much earlier. And hopefully, theoretically, that would prevent the future development of chronic migraine. The other thing about, particularly in relationship to allergies, would be that if allergies do indeed trigger more frequent migraine, it begs the question as to whether or not treating allergies might actually benefit migraine patients, which is not something that is really well known in the headache field.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your next step then?
Well, then I think the next step potentially is to look at some genetic factors that both predispose to both asthma and to migraine headaches, because I think that this kind of research can actually shed light on what could potentially cause migraine or what might trigger migraine in susceptible patients.
And could you talk a little bit, I thought this was interesting, that there's this sort, I don't know if correlation is the right word, but you found that asthma was a stronger predictor of chronic migraine than depression, which is apparently something that is kind of considered to be a major predictor. So this is, you're saying, bigger than depression.
Exactly. What we did was we actually put depression in our mathematical models, and we found that when you include asthma, it completely knocks out the relationship between depression and chronic migraine. So what that suggests is that asthma is a more potent predictor for chronic migraine than depression. And past studies have shown depression to be an extremely potent predictor of chronic migraine. So to date, this probably represents one of the most important predictors of the future development of chronic migraine.
Now, this says you used study data from 2008 and 2009. Was it that you just now are looking at that data, or have you been studying this for 7 years?
Well, this was part of the AMPP study, the American Migraine Prevalence and Prevention Study, which is a longitudinal. That means that we actually sampled patients over many, many years. So it's a longitudinal study to look at the association of migraine with a variety of different factors and other diseases. And we developed this hypothesis probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and it just so happened that we had included an asthma questionnaire in one of the years that we queried patients, and we were able to use that data to perform our study.
Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you think is important to the conversation?
Well, the other thing we looked at was we looked at basically different gradations of patients that had more frequent asthma symptoms, and we found that the group that had the most severe symptoms actually had an even higher likelihood of having chronic migraines. So in the group that had the most frequent asthma symptoms, there was a threefold increased risk of chronic migraine, which is just a massive relative risk for migraine in that population.
Any misconceptions about the study that you might want to head off before they get started or that you've already heard from people?
I can't really say that there's a lot of misconceptions. I think that one misconception that could occur is that it's just solely related to the asthma medications themselves. We actually were able to look at that, and in the literature, they've actually found that asthma medications might actually be decrease pain, pain responses in other situations. So we think it's probably unlikely that the asthma medications are actually triggering the migraines.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think that we appreciate you guys for giving us the chance to talk about our research.
Well, Dr. Martin, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.